It's the Rosie on the House Show.
In the landscape and garden with the expert from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, talking outdoor hardscapes, usable living space, creating that backyard outdoor environment that, I mean, if you walked out and if you've been out yet this morning, you understand it's only going to get better from here for the next 6, 8, 9 months.
Thank you.
Beautiful time to be outside and enjoy our beautiful state. Rosie's enjoying our beautiful state this morning at the base of the Red Rocks in Sedona on a Sanderson Tom car going about 60 miles an hour down the dirt road with a sweet Jennifer. Tim and Willie are joining them this morning. They have a huge media rally out there that they're all out there playing around with. So best and safe travels with them. Although, you ever been in one of those Tom cars, they're nearly impossible to flip over. I've tried. We go down to Green Valley this morning and bring Marty in the conversation. He's got in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Marty, welcome to the program.
Hello. I've got two questions for you. One is, what do you call that cage that you put the rock in? If I wanted to Google it, or where would I find it?
That's called a gabion.
Spell that for me.
Oh, well, knew you were going to say
that. Gabby. Gabby.
Gabion.
Gabion.
Okay,
and that's just a wire cage.
I've been in a few yards, and they said, well, if you find out what it is, we can order it, but nobody seemed to know what it was.
Now, y'all ran into the same situation when you were doing this for a customer of y'all's?
We did. And we went ahead and just designed our own. We engineered it. We came up with the different specifications of how big we wanted it, the material that we used. We have a little knowledge about metal. So we went ahead and designed it and then just took a sketch to our local welder, to our local welding shop, and they were able to fabricate it for us.
So in Green Valley for Marty.
The second question is, I have a terrible June bug problem and a agave worm problem. Is it the same problem? The June bugs burrow into the ground. Are they the ones that are attacking my agaves?
Well, you know what, Marty? That's a great question. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to place you on hold because you got a little chatter in your background there. We actually, I have on my screen here Green Valley Nursery, and I'm going to direct you to them for that answer. Wayne is... I mean, it's the entire Kuntz family, and they are just incredible people. The nicest you could ask for, right on Paseo del Parado, if I pronounce that correctly, in Green Valley. I took French in high school. I'm sorry. What can I say? But also online with us is Jay Harper to talk about what's going on at theirs. And you know what? He heard the question, and he may have a little input for you as well. Jay, you have any advice for Marty on his June bug and agave worm problem?
Well, the agave weevil grub is what we start seeing this time of year, and usually once you find them, it's too late. Typically, they don't give you much warning. The agave or the yucca just starts looking bad, and if you go over there and wiggle it, it'll probably just fall over. The larva of the beetle has eaten the entire base and part of the root system away, and it's usually already rotted and kind of nasty, and you know, dig it out, get rid of as many of the grubs as you can find, and then use, some type of grub killer or diatomaceous earth in the area to try and get rid of the maybe the few you can't get. And that's a good preventative thing in early summer. If we can remember to tell folks to use some stuff around any agaves and yuccas because it's a pretty much an annual problem.
And that's completely different than these June bugs he's seen all over.
Well, the June bug might be it depends on what he's calling a June bug, but the beetle might be the adult of the pest. The larva or the grub is the infant, and it's in the ground working and eating, and that's what's doing the damage. So if he's seen lots of adults, there's a pretty good chance that he's got lots of grubs.
Marty, I know that's not the answer you were hoping for, but that's about as a professional and experience and knowledge answer as you'll get. Mr. Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery and Landscape, yeah, common regular voice, our garden host, who's actually got quite an extravaganza going on in Scottsdale this morning at your nursery.
Yeah, we've got the Sun Country Iris Society folks here with their annual rhizome sale. They, as a club, that's how they raise their money. They dig up, and everybody brings together all of the iris that they've collected over the years, and they sell a bunch of them. So if you're looking for some unique colors, color combinations of iris that you may not be able to find anywhere else, probably, this would be a good place. Our Scottsdale store is on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. They're here until 2 o'clock. They're already set up. They've already had a couple of people come in. And then at 10 o'clock at both of our stores, Jeff's doing Mesa and I'm doing Scottsdale. We'll do our annual kickoff to fall. Today's the last day of summer, by the way, so we're kicking summer out of here. And we're going to have fall garden question and answers. So anything you need to think about doing, whether it's time to plant vegetables, prune roses, whatever you think you might want to do, come in about 10 o'clock and we'll answer those questions.
Now, we got our garden going a couple of weeks ago. And I tell you what, I got to do a testimonial. We have, the Harper's soil mix. It's on their website where you mix in your gypsum and your bone meal. And it takes a couple of years to cultivate that, correct?
I liken it to soup or stew. It just kind of gets better as you keep warming it up over a few days. Soil's the same way. Second year's a little better than the first, third year, so forth and so on. It'll get better and better and better. Absolutely.
And if we wanted to shortcut that a little bit, we have two planters that I put 10 bags of Mel's mix in.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if you want to go above ground and go to a raised garden, and now we're getting into landscape tips because that's a good hardscape project is building some raised planters, right, Bill?
And, you betcha.
And fill those with what we call a soilless mix, like the Mel's mix or a good potting soil mix. Then you pretty much just shortcut or strip away all the need to do the soil preparation. You've got a soil that's just ready to plant in.
We had radish and carrot sprouts within the first week, and we still haven't got any off of our in-ground garden yet.
Yeah,
it will be
here.
Quicker. It will take more water. The above-ground gardens are going to drain more and dry out quicker, so you got to watch that a little bit in the heat. But things will probably grow a little quicker.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And again, it's the iris sale going on. And what's the name of the club?
Sun Country Iris Society. They've been around for a long time, helping people grow their bearded iris, which do very well here, pretty much all over the state of Arizona. So iris is a good thing to grow. And then if you got general gardening questions, at 10 o'clock, the Harper Boys can help you with that.
Both locations. Well, thank you for taking time out. I know it's busy at the garden center, so thanks for stepping aside a minute and helping and filling us in on those details.
Appreciate it. You guys have a good show.
We'll see you next Saturday. And actually, we'll be live out at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show in the big KTAR broadcast van out front. If you've got projects, landscape, home improvement, and need a showcase, come down to the fairgrounds next Saturday for the annual Fall Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. If you are interested in irises and you may not be in the Scottsdale or Mesa area, the Tucson Area Iris Society is having their sale today from 10 to 4 p.m. at Harlow Garden in Tucson on Pima. So you can get there for Tucson and Green Valley residents. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you have a question for in your outdoor living space, hardscapes, landscapes. We talked briefly about artificial turf. In that same conversation, we were talking about just the longevity of hardscapes as it related to pavers, concrete pavers. What can we get from an artificial turf?
Some of the manufacturers now are supplying the turf with 10-year warranties. So obviously not as long as a concrete paver, but for something that's pliable and they're extruding them with UV protection in them to keep them from fading, turning the different colors, shrinking. They're actually even weaving them with, imperfections to make them look as real as possible. So as long as they don't make them too real, big brown spots.
Yeah, or the dog spots.
Yeah, the dog spots.
Now, when we're talking about that, aside from the obvious reduction of water, because you're not going to have to water, you're not going to have to fertilize, you're not going to have to mow. What are some other benefits of the artificial turf?
Well, you just mentioned the most big ones, the water savings, the maintenance factor,
Can I still go out and enjoy it and feel like I'm on a lawn?
Oh, yeah. You know, the water savings alone, in the summertime here with turf grass, we're needing to put over 2 inches of water a week on that turf to make it look good. So think about how much that's going to save you on your water bill.
A substantial amount. One application I saw this for was people that still may have a from their yard or their backyard, the desert environment still around. An example was there was a home next to Mummy Mountain that, I mean, they could not keep their grass green for nothing because of rabbits.
Rabbits?
One of the really nice advantages of artificial turf is we can put it in landscape areas where real turf might really not even grow. And we don't have the issues of little small areas trying to water them. You can wrap it around a hardscape. You can have it in shade in areas where you're not going to be able to grow a good Bermuda grass lawn.
And artificial turf, when we're talking 10 years expansion and we're talking, or 10 years life expectancy and we're talking reduction maintenance, what's my upfront cost for something like that per square foot?
You're looking pretty much almost the same as the pavers. I mean, the preparation, everything is in the preparation. Same with pavers, any type of stone tile. The preparation is key, and artificial turf is no different. It's only as good as what it sits on top of.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And one more segment in the garden before we move into a couple hours of home improvement.